Welcome to the Someday Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a someday mom just like you, who is passionate about empowering and educating women who desire to be a mom sometime in the next 1 to 5 years to be proactive about their fertility, health, habits, and lifestyle. On this podcast, we get real with each other and we hold hands as we learn what to do and what not to do as we prepare to be moms someday. We're going to talk about everything from proactive fertility to foods and toxins we should stay away from to habits we should instill into our lives to motherhood and even to maybe building a business if staying home is something you desire so that you can still contribute and have something of your own. I am so excited to be in this with you, and I cannot wait to see how much we grow through this season together. Hello, how are you? What's good in your world? What are you grateful for today? I just have to say that I am so grateful for what I'm learning about exercise and my body and my cycle and all of the things right now. And that's what we're going to dive in and talk about today because I've just had a lot of thoughts about it. And if I'm honest, I wanted to bring you a bunch of research, but it's so inconsistent. So we're just going to go from the heart, and I am just going to talk from my heart. I am going to share some of the research that's out there, but in the end, you have to do what's right for you, and you have to learn to be aware of your body, aware of your mind, and really learn how to adapt your exercise to your individual self, mood, body, so many things. Oh, but before we do that, I need to kind of go back in time with you guys so that you know where I'm coming from with exercise. If we go way back, I grew up taking dance lessons my entire life from when I was 3 years old till I was 18 years old. So I never really played sports, but I went to dance class every week, and that was like my form of movement. I'd practice at home. That was like, I guess, my exercise as a kid growing up. And then even like through high school, I don't really remember working out much. I was on like the track team. I was not very good. So like we'd have to exercise or have to run. Didn't really like it, if I'm being honest. But then enter college and I didn't have a healthy exercise routine at all. I didn't exercise, let's just say. And I gained the typical freshman 15. It was probably more like 25 or more. I don't really remember the number, which probably is a good thing. But what I do remember is my sophomore year of college and when I was really introduced to exercise, it was in a very unhealthy way. It was exercise to be as skinny as I could, to lose that weight. And it got to the point where I would exercise for hours a day. I would exercise to the point where I would not leave the gym until I burned 1,000 calories. Now, we didn't have Apple Watches back in 1997, okay? So I was basically getting on a treadmill, getting on a stair climb, getting on an elliptical, and watching those numbers go up and not leaving the gym until all of those numbers added up to 1,000 calories. I wasn't lifting a weight. I wasn't doing anything but cardio and just burning calories. And mind you, I was not eating even 1,000 calories a day. I took the term calories in and calories out to be very literal. The calories in needed to come out in the form of exercise. I don't think I even understood that like you burn calories all day, every day. I think I literally only thought that you burned calories when you were doing cardio. Anywho, I digress. Thankfully, I have gotten to a better place. But there were years of yo-yoing because I couldn't sustain that. Once I started working full-time as a teacher, I didn't have hours a day to be in the gym. So what happened? Started to gain weight. Thankfully, it actually brought me to a healthy weight and got me to a healthier weight and place. But then went through the divorce and stopped exercising completely because I just had, that was not my form of therapy. There were other very unhealthy things that were my form of therapy during that time, unfortunately. And so on comes 60 pounds because I'm not exercising. I'm eating like crap. I'm drinking all the time. I'm out till all hours of the night, not getting enough sleep. And here comes these 60 pounds. So then when I started working out again, right back into that mindset of burn the calories, cardio, 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 because that's all I knew. And thankfully, I finally found the company I'm now partnered with. If you guys don't know, I am a full-time Beachbody coach. I love working out at home, working out 30 minutes a day-ish, sometimes more, sometimes less. I'm currently following a program that's only 20 minutes a day, and I've gotten to a much healthier place with exercise. But I will say that I still have room to grow because I always have room to grow, and so do you. And I'm currently growing in the exercise space of I'm not following a program, following a calendar, which is where I've been for the last 8 years. I was always following a program. I had to follow the program to a T. If I didn't, I felt like I wasn't doing good. I wasn't staying on track, blah, 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 blah. Maybe you can relate. And I am currently shifting out of that space, and it's very interesting for me to now be in this space of really listening to my body, being aware, and acting accordingly, and really exercising according to my phases. Which brings us to today and what I wanted to talk about. And I titled this Exercise is Less More because that's kind of what I've been feeling lately. It's interesting to me that my body and my mind feel better than ever when I'm doing less than I ever have. Now, I'm still moving 6 days a week. But sometimes that movement, because of the phase of my cycle that I'm in, that movement for 7 to 10 to 12 days is yoga or walking or just stretching. And in the past, I would have been like, that's not enough. I need to burn more calories. I need to sweat more. If I'm not sweating like crazy and if I'm not burning a million calories, then this workout isn't even worth it. And what I'm finding is that I feel better doing less. And it's very interesting to me. And so I wanted to come talk to you guys about it because I want you to feel like you don't have to be killing yourself in the gym, or if you work out at home like me, that you don't need to be following the calendar and you're not off track if you miss or skip a day on your calendar. These calendars aren't designed for our phases, and I really wish that they were, and I might be doing something about that. So if you're one of my clients, we are going to probably be diving more into how to use Beachbody programs, Beachbody workouts with syncing your cycle. I am passionate about it and I want to help more people understand this. But again, I digress. So I just want you to understand that you do not need to be killing yourself doing crazy cardio, burning a crazy number of calories, closing all of your rings every day. You do not need to be doing that. That is not the answer to health. That is the answer to a negative diet culture mindset. There, I said it. It's just what I believe. You don't have to agree with me, but that is, if you are so focused on closing your rings and burning the calories, then likely your focus or priorities in the wrong place. I want you to be focused on your overall health. And as a someday mom, I want you to be focused on your overall health and your fertility health. And one way to be focused on your fertility health is to start tracking your cycle, syncing your cycle, exercising less, sleeping more, eating better, getting more nutrients. You know the things. Now, the research for exercise and fertility is so inconsistent. It is all over the place. And so it's really hard to like give you the like, this is exactly what you have to do. And I'm not a doctor and you always need to speak with your doctor. I'm just educating you based on the education that I am learning, right? Based on the research that I'm reading and everything that I'm learning, the experience that I'm having, but always you need to speak with your doctor. But here's a few things, overall, some general thoughts about exercise and fertility that I think all of us can benefit from. First of all, exercise is good for you. I think we all know that. Exercise is good for you. All of us should be exercising at least 3 to 4 times a week, about 30 minutes a day. The average amount of exercise you should get a week is about 150 minutes of moderate exercise. Now, moderate exercise is going to look different for you, for me, for somebody who looks and feels and acts differently than any of us. We're all different. We're all unique. So you really have to figure out the right routine and right exercise for you. But in general, exercise is good for you. Moderate exercise, not vigorous exercise. Although some of the research says that vigorous exercise can be very good for somebody who is overweight or obese to burn fat, because there is a link to obesity and infertility. Okay, so just know that. But again, talk with your doctor, work with a coach. Hint, hint, I'm happy to help you figure out the best thing for you. Now, you also need to know that excessive exercise can be counterproductive because it stresses your body. It puts stress in your body, which raises your cortisol levels, which spikes your blood sugar, which affects your hormones, which affects your ovulation, means you don't ovulate, you can't get pregnant. Like, all of it is linked together. And the more you can understand that, the better. So with that said, we need to talk about sleep for a second. You might not like this one if you are somebody who doesn't sleep a lot. or who really likes their morning routine but doesn't like to go to bed early. You need to not exercise if you did not get at least 7 hours of sleep. I will say that again. If you did not get 7 hours of sleep, your body will feel extra stress if you wake up and exercise right away. Sleep is more important. Again, less is more. Because what's going to happen is it's going to be counterproductive. If you don't get enough sleep and then you try and go do an intense hard workout, your body's just going to try to store all of that fat and lose muscle because it is holding on to all of that cortisol and that stress hormone. Your body's going to feel stressed and it's going to be like, ah, I don't know. This feels bad. When workouts are supposed to feel good, they're supposed to bring you energy, but they can't bring you energy if they're being done in a state of stress because you didn't get enough sleep. I hope this is all making sense. So I want you to start listening to your body and acting accordingly. Get yourself 7 hours of sleep one way or another. That likely means going to bed earlier if you like to or have to wake up super early. It is counterproductive for you to work out if you did not get enough sleep. You're not going to feel that boost of energy. You're not going to see that change of body tone in your body, right? You're not going to lose weight. You're not going to burn fat because you're going to be in a state of stress. So let's move on from that topic. I want you to find a workout that you enjoy. The platform that I work out from has so many different styles of workouts that I can choose something that makes me feel good every day. And now if I go back and I think about, like, even Amanda a few months ago was like, no, I have to follow a calendar. If I don't follow a calendar, then I'm not motivated and I can't just choose a random workout and that doesn't make me feel good. And the new Amanda, the Amanda now, who is like syncing her cycle, is like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I get to do different workouts based on different days and based on my mood. And it is making me excited and making me feel better than ever. I feel less bloated. I feel leaner. I feel I'm going to the bathroom better. I'm sleeping better. Like all of the things. Okay. So I kind of went on a little tangent rampage here, but I want you to just in general understand that exercise is good for you. You should do it about 30 minutes a day, at least 3 to 4 times a week. You should not overexercise. You should listen to your body and do an exercise that feels good. You should sync your exercise to your phases. During your menstruation period, don't exercise or do something super light. During your follicular period, do whatever you, follicular phase, I should say, do whatever you want, as well as your ovulation phase. Do whatever you want. You can go as high intense as you want. I just don't want you to overdo it. And then during your luteal phase, we want to bring it back down again and do some lighter, not intense at all workouts. Maybe that's fun dancing. Maybe that's yoga, walking, something that's very light and calm for your body. I want you to sleep more. And if you don't get enough sleep, I want you to sleep more. and prioritize sleep over exercise. Not something I've always done, but something I'm starting to do, and I feel better. I know I in the past, I have said, I just feel better if I get my workout done. It doesn't matter if I only got 3 hours of sleep. Because I have to stay on calendar and I have to stay on program. And I am learning that that has not been doing my body any good. And if I want to get pregnant someday, I need to start making sure that my stress hormone is low. And in order to do that, that includes getting more sleep, exercising less, and really just listening to my body. I hope this episode was helpful. I feel like I kind of went all over the place, but that's just how I am and who I am. So you guys are learning a little bit more about me. I would love to learn a little bit more about you. So reach out to me on Instagram. Come find me, Amanda L. Byrne. It's B-Y-R-N-E. Over on Instagram. And I'd just love to chat. I am just really looking to grow this Someday Mom community and find other Someday Moms just like myself who are excited about getting pregnant sometime in the next year, 2, 3 to 5 years. For me, that's sooner than later. So if you are in the same boat, let's chat, because I feel like I'm the only one, and I know I'm not. Talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode, share it with a friend. You know, that friend that's a Someday Mom just like us. Or tag me in your stories so I can personally thank you for helping to get this message out to other Someday Moms. I am so grateful to be in this season with you. And until next time, let's make it a great week.